Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Violation of the standard is just a warning. Subsequent violations are subject to a penalty not to exceed $250. But let me be clear. No one can ever be put in jail for violating this safe practice.
All right, it's the Texas governor who has said that, you got to wear the mask. So a big reversal in the Lone Star State. We're seeing that some of the cases of COVID-19 are exploding in Florida, Arizona, and Texas, of course, one of the states that also is on that list. And because of that, the violators can be fined who don't wear the mask up to $250, fair or foul. And there are a few exceptions, by the way. What a way to kick off this show, but, on this show we talk about what's happening with the virus. There's over 130,000 people who have died as a result of getting COVID-19 in the U.S., 844,000 have recovered, and there's over 2.75 million confirmed cases and shooting up as it leaves my lips. And boy, I know people are COVID weary, and I understand you can put me in that batch, but this is where we're at, and we're in the middle of an important time because we want to get through this first phase, hopefully kick the crap out of the second phase, get a vaccine, and then move on with this ugly, ugly nightmare that, in my opinion, should not have been. But you can't put the genie that has a virus back in the bottle, and you can't go to the people who lost their lives and bring them back. When you hear some of the stories, and some of them are young people, it is so, so depressing. I'm going to give you some good news at the top. We got one of the bad guys, and it's a woman. Ghislaine Maxwell was a close confidant, gal pal, partner in crime, I'll call her, with Jeffrey Epstein. The feds arrested her a year after he died in prison, supposedly, of suicide, as he was found hanging in his jail cell. And she was arrested Thursday and charged with helping to procure young victims for the disgraced financier's child sex trafficking operation that started more than 25 years ago. And what a sad, sordid tale that was of Epstein. And there are a lot of politicians that were friends with Epstein because, of course, he had money and power and donated money to political parties and PACs and all that kind of stuff, and had all of these various places where he would take these young girls under the guise of all kinds of things that they were going to go to France. They were going to be part of a program because he was philanthropic. One of them was an artist, and he bought her artwork and was told, you have to go see him. And, you know, one thing led to another, and some horrible, just really gut-wrenching stories came out of what happened with Jeffrey Epstein. And I was happy when they finally nailed him, but the people that were victimized by Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein, finally they'll get to face her, I'm sure, in court. We'll see what happens with these charges, but she definitely is facing these charges. She's on her way, or actually in New York City right now, because they caught her in New Hampshire. So a federal grand jury in New York indicted her on perjury and conspiracy charges that accused her of helping Epstein recruit, groom, and abuse victims between 1994 and 1997. And check out this part. Both allegedly knew the victims were under age 18 and as young as 14. And, of course, Epstein had houses all around the United States and abroad. She knew what would happen, and she knew how to seduce them into the lair, as it were. Wow. All right, let's go right here at the top to Grim in the great state of Mississippi. Hey, Grimster, how have you been?
I know you've been dying to talk to me. I've been feeling it in my bones. But personally, how I've been feeling, I've been dealing with blood poison for about 2 months right now, and it's been miserable for me. So that's why
I'm so sorry.
A lot of people haven't even heard from me.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
we wish you the best.
It's been pretty rough, Kate. Yeah, 2020 started off with that lung collapsing on me, and I believe the material inside my lungs is what's caused the blood poisoning. But if you want to talk about a real crime, you want to talk about a real crime for something I already knew that wouldn't take much more than just, you know, give me a bunch of bacterial antibiotics, Doc. And don't sit here and do all this other stuff and end up with a $10,000 doctor bill.
Oh, you're kidding. $10,000. That is a crime. It costs that much.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to cost me right around $10,000.
Wow.
I haven't worked because my employer in 2007 denied me medical, and I'm not one of these sue happy people, and I don't want to be labeled as a sewer. So I just, you know, got up, walked out, left my job. But I just happened to quit two of the richest people that I work around here in this county, and I can't get a job. Haven't had a job since I was walking. And I haven't had the medical attention, and all I was doing is the normal things that a 45-year-old man would do, such as having an upper and lower GI.
Right.
But my boss said I needed to spend more time, and it's in an email. Last email sent to me. He said I need to spend more time at my desk than I did the doctor's office. Verbatim. That's exactly what he said. Which I know I ain't that stupid. I could have, you know, just stayed working and got me an attorney. Send him the email and say they're denying me medical.
You're right. You're absolutely right. I think there's a case, yeah.
But I decided to try and just, you know, do what my dad always taught me. And you know how I talk about my dad.
Yeah.
He said, well, worst case scenario, won't you just leave and prove to them that you can do better?
So tough, though, when they have the area tied up. Yeah. Wow.
Well, when you're fighting, when you're fighting a 100 millionaire and a billionaire.
Yeah.
Of course, I got to say the company man, the owner, the company man, he came down and chewed my boss's butt out the next day wanting to know why. He let me walk out the door.
So there's satisfaction in that.
There's satisfaction.
Yeah, there is all sorts of little secrets. Grim, we're so worried about you. We have our fingers crossed for you. Please, please get better, and we'll see what we can do to help you. Grim, a longtime listener of the show, just a great guy in Mississippi. Numbers coming up next.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM. Baby, thousands being set off at this very moment, probably somewhere in the world, because people like fireworks and there aren't those great big fireworks shows. And people are buying the stuff you can get in the stands, where you can buy them in the roadside stands or wherever they're sold. And they're selling like hotcakes. Happy 4th of July weekend, everybody. Hopefully you celebrate in whatever way you celebrate, even if it's just taking a breath and realizing that 4th of July means the birth of the nation. And we still live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. We do. And we'll get back to something new and better and whatever it looks like. But that's the whole idea of 4th of July, and to take a breath, as it were. All right, so this is all about the numbers, and there are lots of numbers to get to, so let's jump on it right away. And it includes this. The NFL is weighing liability waivers for fans in the stands. So you want to go to the game, you're willing to wear a mask, and the people around you are willing to wear a mask, but COVID-19 could spread pretty easy when you have a lot of bodies close together, even if you cut the amount in half. So the NFL is weighing sending them to fans seeking to go to games this fall. It would shield the teams and the league from being sued if the fans were to contract COVID-19 and claim it happened at the game. They're just figuring what the challenge would be. The NFL has already cut its preseason schedule. Ready? Here's your number. From 4 games down to 2, effectively removing the first and fourth exhibition games in August before the September start to the season. The waiver is going to be sent to teams next week as part of the coronavirus protocols to be put in place by the NFL. So they have to decide. I mean, clubs have the latitude. How many fans, if they want fans, or do they even want fans in the stadiums? The Giants and the Jets play their games in East Rutherford, New Jersey. They've already told fans holding season ticket licenses they can get a refund or a credit for the 2020 season. Some of the proposals are for screening fans coming to games, turnstile temp checks, working with over-the-counter medicine, electronic questionnaire, all kinds of things. Could be very, very complicated, but already a couple of games have been cut out, and we'll see how many people, if they were given the option, would go or would say, no, I'm going to sit it out, I'll take the money. For example, if you are a Giant or Jet fan, and we'll see. How about this? Sticking with sports for a second here with numbers. The sponsor of the Redskins, FedEx, asked the Redskins to change their name. This has been a big debate for a long time. The company paid the team, ready for this, $205 million in 1999 for the naming rights to FedEx Field in Landover, Maryland. In addition to the stadium name and sponsorship agreement, FedEx CEO Fred Smith is a minority owner. So majority owner Dan Snyder has shown no indication he's going to change the name since buying the team in 99. He's been pushed about that before. There's been lots of questions about it and even challenges in court. No, 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 no. He has no comment when he's being asked about it. I guess now, at least for now, he's saying no. He has no comment amid what's going on. So think FedEx, 205, naming rights. I don't know. Will they pull out of the deal and not move forward? Could be. Who knows? They did not threaten that. But not happy with the name Redskins, because we see that how many names are being changed because of people being threatened, sick of it, feeling like it's racist, whatever it is, because it depends on what the name is. But lots of things are flipping quickly, and I would think the Redskins' pressure would be super, super high now at this point, so much different even before, because we're in a very, very, very different time. And you can feel it. You can feel a shift, that's for sure. How about this Michigan couple, a white Michigan couple charged with assault, after these videos show a woman pointing a gun at a black family in the Chipotle parking lot. I think people are just over the top losing their minds. I saw the story and what happened, and there was a shouting match. That's what it was. It escalated between the couple and a woman, and the videos of the incident that were cited by police show a woman who had just been called a racist pointing a handgun at a black family. I mean, that's all you saw. You didn't know the story. So Jillian Westenberg and Eric Westenberg were each charged with one count of felonious assault, punishable by 4 years in prison if it gets to that. And Eric Westenberg is identified on the Oakland University website as a veteran support service coordinator and was fired from his job. So the university said, we've seen the video, it's unacceptable, this behavior, boom, done. And on Thursday they had a news conference, and the Oakland County Sheriff, Michael Bouchard, said the suspects each had legal handguns and concealed pistol licenses, but the charges stem from using their guns to threaten the victims. No gunshots were fired, there were no injuries in what happened there. And there are two videos of it, so there's two different versions of what happened here. It depends on what you see, because the woman that the gun was pointed at, there's a video where she gets behind their car and then smashes. She didn't smash it open, but she like hits the window of the car, and all this for going to Chipotle. Wow, and you can hear all the voices and the video starts with you know, this Jill Westerberg bumping into a 15-year-old, demanding an apology, and then they're calling Westerberg ignorant, and then she responds, and oh my goodness. So watch where this story goes. We certainly will hear as to what happens in the justice system over these, over this video, and then there's another side of that video and what that looks like and how the lawyers present it, let's put it that way, present it in court, because then we'll have a better idea. It was crazy to see the video, though. It's like, wow. Wow. What is going on here? We are fatigued. We're losing our minds. I don't know. How? What is happening? That's what it made you think. You look at it and you're like, what? What is happening? What is going on? All right, let's move to something else. And that something else is this. There are 4th of July celebrations, and meaning not the big ones, not, you know, the parades and all that other kind of stuff, but there's things that you can do. One of the things that you can do is stream a virtual fireworks show. So, for example, you could stream something that's out. There are a couple that are out there. And they're streaming old events, that kind of stuff. And we know the fireworks shows in the past have been incredible. The Macy's fireworks shows, etc. The other thing is they, a movie night where it's Independence Day, Top Gun, American Tail, whatever it is that you can use for what would be the 4th of July. And then, of course, Hamilton, the big screen version of the Broadway musical Hamilton about the founding father Alexander Hamilton is available to stream on Disney Plus, and that starts on July 3rd. I bet it's going to be a very, very big hit. I have a feeling. You could also show some veterans some gratitude. In coming up on next, in fact, on this show, we're going to have a great conversation. We thank him for his service with Robert Wright, who wrote a book called Weapons of War, a compilation of letters recounting a soldier's story of service, love, and faith. And our story, he at 19, he went to Vietnam. And, excuse me, his stories of what the assignments were when they left base camp and what it was like and the letters that he wrote back to his girlfriend are so intriguing. We had the longest conversation, and you're going to get to hear some of that coming up, about what it was like and what it was like to lose people in your platoon and you narrowly survived it. Anyway, that's coming up. Remember to enjoy that 4th of July holiday, everybody. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Aurora, Colorado Police Department announced that one of the officers involved in photographs currently being investigated by their department has resigned. The unreleased photographs show officers near where Elijah McClain was killed, reenacting the hold that preceded his death. In response to inquiries, Jaron Jones, hired October 31st, 2016, tendered his resignation in a note from the department. Three officers have been placed on administrative leave while those photos are being investigated. The department's interim police chief, Vanessa Wilson, promised to release the results of a full investigation as promptly as possible. McClain was killed last August after one of the three officers present saw McClain reaching for one of their guns. An officer put him in a chokehold and he fell unconscious. Although he regained consciousness, he was later sedated and eventually suffered cardiac arrest that led to the loss of blood flow to the brain. He died 3 days later. This is USA Radio News. In an attempt to curb the rising number of coronavirus cases in southern Florida, Miami-Dade County will impose a curfew beginning at 10 o'clock on Friday. The announcement about the curfew by Mayor Carlos Jimenez came the same day as health officials reported more than 10,000 new cases statewide, a new record high, adding that the nightly restriction would be in place until further notice. City officials in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, are warning that several students are throwing coronavirus parties where people who have the virus are invited to intentionally infect others. The Tuscaloosa Fire Chief Randy Smith said at a city council hearing that these parties have now been happening for several weeks. They said they thought it was a rumor at first and did research and confirmed that doctors had the same information. The state's Department of Public Health said in a statement that anyone who is in violation of the governor's health order faces misdemeanors and fines. A city councilor said that money is collected at the parties and whoever gets the coronavirus first wins the cash. This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Robert Wright. He's written a book called Weapons of War, a compilation of letters recounting a soldier's story of service, love, and faith. And Robert sent me a copy, and it is, first of all, it's a beautiful-looking book and powerful. And the stories in this through the letters are absolutely incredible. I haven't seen a book done like this, and it's done so well. So, Robert, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Oh, I'm happy to do so.
You and I talked off the air, and I asked you about this, and this just really nailed it for me. What made you decide to write this book? What prompted that?
Well, what prompted it was back in 2017, I found the letters in my garage in a old container. I pulled the container out because I was cleaning out my garage. I looked in there and I saw these letters that I sent to my fiance at that time, and I pulled the letter. Well, she was my wife. I'm sorry. I pulled the container out, looked in it. The letters was there. I pulled them out, and about 90% of them were I could use. So I started cleaning them up, and I decided, well, I put them in chronological order. I read them two or three times.
And I decided, well, you know, this would be a good memoir for my grandkids, so they'll know who their grandmother was, because some of my grandkids were born after she passed. But anyway, after I put them together, we wrote them, because when I first wrote them, I was a 19-year-old kid in Vietnam. And we rewrote them, and it started taking on the shape of a manuscript. And somebody said, well, why don't you make it a book? So that's when it all got started.
And, you know, this pretty much sums it up. You talk about this, that 47 years of silence, weapons of war, at the time when you pulled this all together, it's allowed you from 19 the opportunity to tell your personal story of military service during the Vietnam era, a time, and I love this. I don't love that it happened, but I love that you nail this. A time when the soldier was not viewed as a hero nor well received when returning home from service. My story is just one example of how many thousands of men and women who served in the armed services during the era overcame danger, hardship, loneliness, despair, and for some, the loss of life. And you talked about that. What happened with your platoon, the platoon you were in, and how did you narrowly escape death yourself?
Well, we were, I can't talk too much about it, we were on a 90-day campaign that was secret. And we were put in an area where we were overwhelmed by enemy soldiers. Like, for example, with our combined companies and battalions, we had about 450 men in the area. The enemy had about 4,000.
Wow.
We were overwhelmed. We had a lot of skirmishes and battles. But bottom line, now, I got wounded one night by friendly fire on a fire base. I was extracted the next morning. I hate to say this word, but that's when you know what hit the fan.
Right.
And in the next 2 weeks, my particular platoon, we lost over half of them.
Wow.
And one in particular was my good friend, Doc Draper, who I had met, and he lived in New Powell, Indiana, which was one of our next towns to the east. So we were looking forward to getting back home and becoming better friends, and he didn't make it, but he was a platoon medic, and he was killed with a Colt 45 in one hand and a bandage in another.
Wow. And I think people don't know those stories or didn't hear enough of those stories. And you talk about it, you write about it so vividly through those letters in your book. Like you said, it was a secret mission, but you talk about other things and things around it. And you say about the field mission, Search and Destroy, on March 2nd, 1970 was the letter. You said, I think today is Monday. I don't know. When you're out in the field, believe me, all the days just seem to run together. We had an extremely hard day today, humping through the brush. And you and I talked about this. When you're out there and you say it, you show a picture of it, and you've got pictures throughout the book, you say, we need a bath bad. Because there's no bath, right? There's no bath. You just want clean socks. You get, like, socks, right?
Right, right. But you see, the difference between it's what blows our mind. The difference between us and the Desert Storm troops, most of them, they were in base camp and just went out on patrols and went back to base camp where they probably got hot food and all that. In Vietnam, we were on 60 to 90-day search and destroy missions. When we were out in the field for that long, we got resupplied every 3 days, but we had the same clothes we would wear for 90 days. Only thing we got was clean socks, because they knew if our feet went bad, then they would have to take us out of the field. But so they took care of our feet. But those were long missions. You know, the enemy was out there for 90 days, and it was. And the sad part about it is, we were in an area where they spray with Agent Orange. And being in that environment for 90 days every day, that's why a lot of us came back with Agent Orange, subsequent diseases like Parkinson's.
Yeah. Wow. So for you, you come out of this, you're 19, you come home, these letters, as you were writing them and going back and forth, how did that make you feel? Did that help you? Did that give you, I don't know, some sort of hope or connection or something? What did it mean to write the letters?
Well, when I wrote the letters, my goal was, through the letters, and I try to be as transparent as possible, and I think that helped because I know when you read the letter, you probably felt like you was out there, right out there with me.
Yes.
But through the letters, that's when I tried to portray with my fiance that when you read my letter and I read your letter, that's us standing there talking to each other, communicating with each other. So the more I sin, okay, then the more I'm on her mind, the more she's seeing me, the more she's talking to me, because she has to read my letters.
Yeah, and you can tell, you go through so many different things. You know, at one point in the book, for everybody listening, you talk about Camp Evans Military Base Communications Shop, and it's July 1970, and you say, "Dear Bob Jr., this was my first day on my new assignment. I feel a little odd not being part of Alpha Company anymore, but I'm not feeling guilty or nothing like that. I just know firsthand what these guys have to go through. In a way of showing my support, I promised one of my friends that I would make sure that he gets a current issue of Sports Illustrated every month. He's crazy about sports. I even made a deal with a checkout clerk at PX to hold back a copy for me as soon as they come in." So that just shows you the humanness of it and the connection and the lack of connection that you have, as you say, when you're out there. What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
Well, my book has a lot of benefit. I mean, it's an example for anyone in a relationship. In relationships, it gives an example of how we struggled and how we made it through it. Because there's no issue here in this country that a love relationship couldn't resolve if we could do it in Vietnam, thousands of miles apart. It's for anyone facing hardships, you know, how to go get through those struggles. It's for military personnel who are separate, you know, from one another. Young adults, dating situations. It teaches them early the concept of unconditional love, true love, however you want to put it. It gives you a perfect example of that. Those who appreciate a good love story will enjoy it. Those who appreciate a good soldier story will enjoy it. History buff. They'll see, most important, they'll see the life, the actual day-to-day life of a combat soldier. So it'll benefit many genres and people groups.
I absolutely agree. I would recommend this book to anyone. This is a great read, and it's an easy read, and it pulls you in, and you feel like you're in the relationship, and you get so many details of really, really what it's like to be in war, in a situation in Vietnam, as you talk about the forgotten soldier. So I think everyone should get a copy. Robert Wright, just a great book. Weapons of War, a compilation of letters recounting a soldier's story of service, love, and faith. You can get it on Amazon.com, BNN, and wherever books are sold. Robert, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate this opportunity. And everybody, buy the book. You'll enjoy it. So thank you.
under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time, even after the lockdown is over, why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In Author's Corner, we're talking to Clarence Bold today. He's in our virtual green room. It's called Decision Affirmed. Hey, Clarence, how are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
So the first thing I asked you when we talked off the air is, you know, Decision Affirmed, it doesn't tell us anything, but boy, this book tells us something, and it's such an interesting read about the use of atomic bombs and Japan, etc. So what inspired you to write this book?
Well, this has been a subject that's been important to me. I thought about it, and the 75th anniversary is coming up in August. The 50th anniversary was really a big deal, and I wanted to have an input into that discussion this year. Of course, then this virus knocked that out of the air, and I hardly hear anything at all about the atomic bombs. And the title is intended to show that the decision was the correct one.
And so you know that there are people that absolutely, yes, that was the right decision, but then there are people that say, no, that wasn't the right decision. So let's talk about the objective of the United States when this happened.
It was not to just end the war, but to bring about peace. The First World War ended without truce. Then the fighting stopped. And here it was to, in Japan, it was to break out of power, to destroy the Japanese military's ability to wage war, to let Japan become a partner in the world of nations, and they have become that. They've been an ally, an important ally for us through the years. And Japan is a wonderful country. I've been stationed there, and I have enjoyed that immensely.
Yeah, so it's interesting. You're right. The idea was, let's bring about peace, and now we see what's happened with Japan. And what some people question was that Japan was already defeated, so why did you have to use the atomic bombs? And I think you said it is because you didn't want it to start up again, right?
Also, by every objectively measured criteria, Japan was defeated, except in the minds of the big council, the cabinet. It was the big six, the foreign minister, the army minister of war, the navy chief of staff, army chief of staff, and foreign affairs minister, along with the prime minister. And to them, to the army, they were not defeated. They were not defeated in their mind, and until they believed they were defeated, they were going to continue to fight. Afterwards, I've heard a philosopher say that until the military was so defeated, they felt defeated, you know, the war would have continued. And they thought that, you know, they had survived the atomic bomb, they had survived the firebombings, and they survived, so they thought the nation could survive.
Yeah, and so in talking about the bomb and surviving, and et cetera, and we're speaking with Clarence Vold, Decision Affirmed is the name of the book. You know, the first, some people will argue, okay, all right, I get it, Clarence, the first bomb is justified, but then why the second bomb, and what do you say about that?
The primary reason was to prove that we had more than one. I believe it was the Navy minister said, well, we've survived this bomb, they don't have any more. We can continue to fight. We can survive. And it was to prove that there were more than one, and that they didn't know how many, and that they would continue until the Japanese surrendered.
For you, in writing this and then digging up so much of the research that you did and what you knew, was it fun to put this together to prove that theory?
Yes, it was. I've been writing for many years, and now I'm almost at the point where I feel the need to write. And I write about things that are important to me, that I have a strong emotion about, and this is one of those that I do.
Yeah, and people talk about the bombs fall, and then what is the fallout from the bombs, and then also about Japan, and was it really the surrender unconditional? And you also talk about that. Why is there confusion over that?
There were people that thought, well, they don't fall for an unconditional surrender. And also, it's what is the definition of an unconditional surrender? There are always going to be conditions. But the conditions are set by the conquering nation. The defeated nation is not granted any concessions to get them to surrender. And it was to make sure that it was a total defeat, that they had been defeated, and that it was time for the world to move on. And the Potsdam Proclamation made it clear that the intent was not to destroy Japan. It was to destroy the war-making ability, and then for Japan to regain the world of nations, which it has successfully.
Yeah, absolutely. And you said that about, again, being an ally, now what's happened, League of Nations, Japan. But back, if you go all the way back in time, which, of course, in your book you talk about what led up to the bombs, et cetera, how do you think Truman is viewed in history for what happened there?
At first, he was praised first. The criticism of him has increased. There are those who say that he didn't really give the order to drop the bombs. I see that on Chris Wallace's his story about it, he says that Truman was troubled by this decision, that it was a difficult decision for him to make. but it wasn't. He said that he made it without any hesitation, and it was to end the war.
No, that's okay. Go ahead. You're talking about Truman, and you think, what do you think?
I think he's, at first he was praised, and then he was criticized more and more, and I think it's kind of probably neutral anymore. I don't think people really consider him anymore.
Yeah, that's exactly what I would say, too. When you're in the middle of it and afterwards, what initially happened and then how it is perceived, et cetera, as you move from decade to decade, of course, things change. And you said this really in the beginning, but the title is perfect because it really tells you that this is what the book is. Once you get into the book, Decision Affirmed, we're speaking with Clarence Vold. You can get it on Amazon.com. What do you, and we said this in the beginning a little bit, but what do you ultimately hope people take away from reading your book?
I think this is the most comprehensive single book you'll find about the war with Japan. From the beginning when the Japanese military was taking over throughout the years where they were expansionistic, they were invading other nations, expanding, defeating United, or attacking Pearl Harbor to cripple the United States. There was a long, bitter war, but the world has come out better because of it.
Perfect place to end this. Clarence Vold, thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
All right, what an interesting look at what happened with the atomic bombs. And again, as Clarence says definitively, his book is different because he's saying Decision Affirmed and took us back in time to that. And then when you go back in time, you've got to go back to the U.S. detonating those two nuclear weapons over the Japanese cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki on August 6th and 9th. In 1945, with the consent, by the way, of the United Kingdom. That was part of what was required by the Quebec Agreement. And so then, the aftermath of the bombings, which is why there was that controversy that he and I talked about in the beginning, is because it killed between 129,000 and 226,000 people. And a lot of them were, most of them, in fact, were civilians. And it is the only use of nuclear weapons in armed conflict. And as Clarence said, it was so definitive to bring about peace after what had happened, and then Japan turning into such a big ally of the United States. And it's interesting. So Japan surrendering to the Allies on August 15th. Think of those dates that I said, 6 days after the Soviet Union's declaration of war and the bombing of Nagasaki, those dates that I told you there in the beginning, because he's talking about looking at the anniversary of it and when it came out. And there's just still so much debate concerning what happened with those bombings. So the book, again, is called Decision Affirmed. Clarence Vold is the author that we just spoke to. You can get it on Amazon.com. Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warships? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.